been a pretty heavy and wonderful a time of sharing about what just normal people in this community, in this church, are doing to fulfill what Jesus says to do. We're not superheroes. We're not super Christians. Just people that look at the Word of God and think that maybe God is serious when He says it, and it's time for us to go do it. And so, as I was told to kind of wrap this up, and I began thinking about this, the main thing today is adoption is the primary work of God. I'd never thought about this before, becoming part of this church and the adoption thing being so huge in this church. We're about to go into the Christmas season. Everybody loves Christmas. I love Christmas. Celebrating the birth of Jesus. And I began thinking, what was the first human action towards Jesus after he was born? He was adopted. He was adopted by Joseph, his father. Joseph was actually about to leave Mary because she was pregnant and it wasn't his child. And the Holy Spirit said, "No, take her home as your wife, because what is in her is conceived of the Holy Spirit." And it says here in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. You guys have heard this around Christmas time, but I want to put this in adoption terms. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She'll give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." We realize that in Jewish culture, it was the father. The only person that could give a name was the father. Okay? "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel," it means God with us. "When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. He did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son and gave him the name Jesus." Without adoption, Jesus would not have had a father. The adoption story is written through the entirety of Scripture. And like I said, the first human action towards Jesus was adoption. And by cleansing us of sins, God adopts us into his family. Every one of you was an orphan, myself included. Every one of us. We're all spiritual orphans. And if you are a believer in Christ today, you have been adopted. That is God's first action towards you. Isn't that amazing? Romans 8:15, "The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him, we cry, Abba, Father." The fact that he has adopted us into his family means that we can call him Father. How many of you ever prayed and said, "Heavenly Father"? That's how I start off my prayers, "Heavenly Father." What right do I have to call him Father? Simple, because he adopted me. Right? Isn't that the only people we call Father? Are the people that either conceived us or adopted us? Those are the people we call Father. And therefore, the fact that you can call God Father means that you've been adopted. And guys, the purest form of Christianity, the purest form, Christianity at its most basic, pure form, is caring for widows and orphans. If you don't believe me, the Word of God says in James 1:27, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless as this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." And so, if that is what God calls pure and faultless religion, then I think that that may be the largest mission of the church, care for widows and orphans. That is that fundamental core of what the Bible says pure religion is. And so, guys, I really appreciate all of you that are involved in some level of orphan care. Not everyone can adopt. Not everyone can foster. I understand that. My wife and I, we have not adopted. We have not fostered, at least to this point. That has not been our calling. However, there are more levels of orphan care that you can be involved in if that is not what you can do. Okay? We here at Catalyst, we've organized it into four levels, and we'd like every single person in this church to be at least at one of these levels of orphan care, because we have been adopted. The pure and false religion is to care for widows and orphans, and therefore, we should be doing this. So the first level of orphan care, level one, call this level one, is sponsorship, okay? Through either the Catalyst Orphanage in India, or Compassion, or World Vision, whatever, you can provide for the material needs of an orphan. You can sponsor a child. We would like you to do that. There are 127 orphans in our orphanage over in India. If you're not a sponsor there, we'd love for you to join the team. The vision over there, Vincent talked about, the vision over there is even bigger. Ravi says he wants to be able to take 1,000 orphans. And if you say 1,000, that's a lot. Not really. You haven't been over in India. There are 1,000 orphans on every street. We were just there last month. All right, so that's not much. That isn't even making a dent in the orphan problem in that one country. But that's what his vision is. And he needs us to take care of that. So if you would like to do that, 100% of the money that you give goes straight to the orphanage. We take no fees, nothing. So if you want 100% of whatever's given here, I send over there. That's it. There is no administrative fee at all. And our level of organization shows it. No, I'm kidding. They do more with $30 or $35, whatever. They do more than most people do with 1,000 here. It's amazing. So, but the second level of orphan care is what we call mentoring. If you want to get involved, this is more than just sending a check or sending money. This is when you actually get involved in the life of a child, but they're not in your home. You through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or through Amachi, or through programs like this, where they partner you up with a child that's affected by incarceration or that does not have a father or a mother. You can get involved and be influential in the lives of these children through those programs right there. Level two is a mentor to somebody. Level three is foster care, where you temporarily take a child into your home. This is really upping the ante because you're with them 24/7, but it is not permanent. It is a temporary situation, foster care. That's level three. You've heard an awful lot about that. If you don't think that that's a major issue in this community, it is. The number one issue facing this community is the heroin opioid addiction epidemic. That is the biggest problem facing this community. And if the church doesn't speak to that, then we are ineffective. We might as well not even be here. But what can we do? We can't go round up drug dealers. We don't want vigilante mobs from this church going street to street and doing it. We can't do that. Can we work with addicts? Well, we can a little bit, but a lot of addicts need professional help, and we don't have that. So what can we do to address this issue? Well, this is what we can do. Churches are great at caring for children. We're primed to care for children. We have great parents, people with parenting experience. We got great children's programs. We can really take care of the victims of this epidemic and speak with a loud and prophetic voice to the biggest issue facing this community. Foster care. And level four is adoption. This is permanently bringing a child into your family, permanently. That's level four. And we would love to see a lot of that, because that's the action that God took towards us when he forgave us of our sins and calls us sons and daughters. And that's how we can pray, Heavenly Father, because we were adopted. What is the golden rule? Matthew 7:12. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. If you were an orphan child, what would you hope a Christian family would do for you? And your answer to that question is what you should do today. However you answer that question, if you were an orphan child, what would you want a Christian family to do for you? And whatever your answer to that question is the action you should take today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not sometime in the future. Now. That's what it means to follow. Let me pray for you. And maybe for the first time,